In today's fast-changing digital world, proving your company's trustworthy isn't just important for growth, it's essential. That's why Vanta is here. Vanta helps companies of all sizes get compliant fast and stay that way with their proprietary AI, automation, and continuous monitoring. So whether you're a startup tackling your first SOC 2 or ISO 27001 or an enterprise managing vendor risk, Vanta's trust management platform makes it quicker, easier, and more scalable. It even helps you complete security questionnaires up to 5 times faster, so you can close bigger deals sooner. And the impact? According to a recent IDC study, Vanta customers cut over $500,000 a year in costs and boost productivity by 3 times. Establishing trust isn't optional. Vanta makes it automatic. Visit vanta.com/go to sign up for a free demo today. That's vanta.com/go.
I have concepts of a plan.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Wow, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show for Wednesday. It's been an interesting morning with my favorite thing to do. Doctors. Hey, Josh, I like your specs. Those are really,
Aren't those great? Those are large.
Those are like extra, double, triple large.
I don't wear them that often, but.
Don't you think he looks like he could be an old-timey Hollywood agent with glasses that big?
Swifty Lazar.
That's the guy. That's who I was thinking of, yeah.
That's the guy's name. Swifty Lazar was the agent that had the gigantic glasses there. Welcome to the show. I have been struggling all morning with different things. Personal maintenance, wife maintenance.
Oh.
And then printer maintenance. What's cool about the procedure I had today is I talk about all the stuff that I get done, and what appears to be for me, what personally for me is routine.
Yeah.
I thought just right before showtime, I'm surfing the net with my son, and I'm like, he said, well, Daddy, what did they do? And I said, oh, they gave me some needles. He said, big needles? I said, yeah, because I have this issue with disc material in my spine that since my 30s, it has been, it goes faster. It's hereditary. My dad had the same kind of thing. Very low disc material, and it wears out quicker, and you get back problems sooner. And it's happened again and again and again. And it started where it used to be in my lower spine. And probably three, four years ago, I found a guy down here that just does wonders for treating back pain for me. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not for everybody. You never know because everybody's got a different deal. There are people that have suffered for decades and there's no relief in sight. And my heart goes out to you so totally because I can't even imagine when I was at the worst pain I could be in what it might be like to go through that when you don't have a solution. And I'm just blessed to have found a solution.
This is the same guy that you've gone to the whole time you've been down there? Same fella?
No, I've been around, but I mean the most recent guy, I would say. And he's the guy, I always remember him because he's a guy, it looks like they kicked him out of Van Halen as the, who is the bass player? Who's the guy with the beard in Van Halen?
Michael Anthony, is that
Michael
right?
Michael Anthony. And he laughed today. I gave him that line again. And it was just funny. We were talking about music.
Did he charge you for the laugh?
No, he didn't need to, Rob. I happened to see the post, insurance bill, and then the estimate of the real cost of the procedure. He doesn't need to charge me anything. He's fine. He's going to do just A-okay. But when I was talking to my son about it, he said, Dad, are you tired because you had that thing? I said, yeah, probably today because it just it's knocked me for a loop having this this injection stuff that I had. And so he said, do they use needles? I said, yeah. They said, well, how many? I think they gave me 4 spots where they put needles. But here's the thing. Go ahead.
Like a cortisone injection?
It's not. It's more. It's. I think it's called the name for it would be a cervical steroidal block that they put in there. I've had it done. It is done in two ways. It's leading up to an electrofrequency ablation. It's all dealing with the nerves, but they test it out by giving you a steroid injection with a little lidocaine to go in there and do it and see if that takes. And once again, way to go, you know, Dr. Anthony, as I'll call him, because batting 1,000 once again, it's pretty miraculous.
This
really
cervical procedure, does it protect your cervix?
I knew you thought the same way I did because you're a DJ, and that's immediately what we think is cervix. But cervical spine is the. Do you know what the cervical spine is?
I don't.
It's the upper part of your spine. The lumbar spine's the lower part. The cervical spine's the upper part.
And
because it was in basically the neck, I was a little more hinky about the procedure. But the question, this all leads to the question that was asked by my son. That he said, "Deb, did you what was it? Needles?" I said, "Yeah." Were they big needles? I said, "They're about they're big needles."
Yeah.
And well, I got curious. I said, you know, the internet age, I'm sure that there is a video somewhere of what I had done because I'm face down, ass
there might
up.
There might be a video of you that you don't know about.
I am face down, ass up when this procedure is going on with a, you know, almost like you would go on a chiropractor bed with a little hole. And then they put a pillow to raise your neck up a little bit so they have access to this area. It's remarkably quick for what they do. And it is something that I know the procedure. I've had it done multiple times. And but if I had seen this video prior... and for those of you that might you know, wonder when I come in and do the show after I have this done in the morning, you might be kind of curious what it was and what happens.
Sure.
And I found it fascinating. So this is not the exact procedure I had,
this
I don't think.
This is not you?
This is not me.
Okay.
But to the best of my knowledge, this is what they do.
Okay.
And I thought I'd roll the tape and let you take a look at the procedure
with
I had
neck
this morning.
Pain can be
I had four, not
by
five.
Increased shearing forces between the joints of the neck. This can be due to chronic herniated discs or motor vehicle accidents causing whiplash injuries. The neck pain can sometimes radiate up to the head or to the upper traps and rhomboid area of the mid-back. This procedure is a trial to see if radiofrequency ablation would be an effective treatment for this patient's chronic neck pain. He's already tried physical therapy and anti-inflammatory drugs. This is the first trial, and we're blocking C4, 5, and 6. The patient had immediate relief.
This shows you the needles that go in there.
Entertain a question?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, this is a very brief video.
Okay. So the syringe that we saw in there, the classic Three Stooges doctor style syringe.
Yeah.
Is that got lidocaine or a local in it, or is that?
It's got medicine, numbing medicine, lidocaine, and it's got steroid injections too.
So
they used to call it a cortisone shot. I don't think that's what's used anymore.
So
but
the thing that looked like really big acupuncture needles.
That's a tube that that goes into the area to guide the needle that goes down.
Oh, okay. I assume that the needle would make the hole.
By the way, I am not a doctor.
What?
I do not profess to be accurate in any of this. I just know they always say you're going to feel a pinch and you're going to feel a little burn. And the thing is, I think I got four, two on the left and two on the right. And I thought that he was setting the table to do the actual injection of the medication.
Right.
And he was doing the whole thing. And so in the blink of an eye, it was over. Now, the funny part.
How long
this,
are you ass up, face down?
20 minutes, tops.
Wow, that's quick.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing.
And were the gray sweatpants required?
The gray sweatpants were, I actually wore nylon shorts, like I wore to Mons Venus when I went to the strip joint there.
I misunderstood you. I thought you said you wore nylons.
That's what
and
I
was
going to
ask, like, fishnets.
No, nylon gym shorts, Rob. You know, those are...
Oh, they have a little bit of slide to them?
Those are the best for, you know. Anyway, I...
they are the best.
So I go to my regular guy, Cesar, and then Dr., Dr. Van Halen. Dr. Van Halen is the main guy. I don't see him at all. I'm face down, ass up when he comes into the room. Mr. O'Mara! I said, hey, how you doing, Doc? How's my favorite doctor? Bop, bop, bop.
Was he carrying a chart or did he recognize you by your ass?
In order for me to see him, I would have to turn and get out of position. So
chart, yeah.
I just glance up and I see the back of his head. He's got the big face shield. Yeah. And, they're all looking like they're a SWAT team because they're wearing all the heavy duty lead vests for the radiation because they're taking an X-ray and they're looking at your spine as they're putting the injection. It's pretty amazing.
When I go to the dentist, they offer me the lead case. I don't take it. I like it without it. It's very heavy and uncomfortable. I say bring on the X-rays.
I'm chock-a-block with radiation. It's teeming through my body.
We could run a child's toy off your body.
I couldn't begin to think that I could do what they do. I can't even fix a printer, so how am I supposed to do that? And by the way, today Josh saw me right before the show that was very, very close to doing serious equipment damage today.
You know, I haven't seen that in a long time, probably over a year.
I had so much to talk about today. I was so excited to come in here, and I had a great news that I put together, and I don't know how to retrieve it. And
like you had some extra movement after your shots.
I have wonderful flexibility to throw the timer, the digital timer that
Mike,
I use.
It's
in
a
here.
Great timer. It's
you like
Therm
it because it's old. You like it because it's
Why
old.
Why would I like it because it's old? It's
because
digital.
You like
it's modern.
Wooden phones. You like everything that's old.
You know what? Don't take your bad morning out on me. That's
I didn't
a
have
great
a bad
timer.
Morning. I had a good morning. And don't
okay,
say
don't
I
take
had
your
a bad morning. And
don't take your bad afternoon
don't
after me.
Don't yell at me, all right? Yeah. I didn't say anything to you. I didn't do a damn thing.
Look at this, Josh. The Therm Pro is everything you need.
That's him in a nutshell right there. Yeah. That's it, the Therm Pro. Hasn't had an original idea since the Carter administration.
What about I sent you a Therm Pro when you were bitching and moaning and you couldn't keep track of the show, and you said, this is
I
great.
I keep track of the
Thank
show
you.
By looking at my monitor right
I'm
now.
I'm going back to when
as,
I originally
by the way,
gave
as
it to you.
As you could, too.
I don't
you
like
don't need,
it.
You don't need the third. Why don't you like it?
Because A, it's too small, and B, it doesn't jive up with the time code during the edit.
It's about 62 seconds off.
Yeah.
Oh,
when you
that's
edit.
A shame.
And who wants to fool? Who wants
thank
to fool
you,
with
thank
that?
You for, thank you. Oh, shut up. Thanks for that insight, Harry Carey. I appreciate that.
Yes. Boy, you're swinging at everybody today.
No, I'm not. You know, I don't need any. How about help? How about switch back
How
to the old helpful Rob that used to help me? I've learned to tolerate your lack of creativity. So
thank
now
you.
just help during the show. That's
all, right.
all I ask. I don't ask for anything. You know,
hope
by
I can
way,
think of some
man,
way to help
the,
out
the, well,
with
the
my
man on,
dearth
the,
of creativity.
The man on the bottom is an idea machine. You know,
he is.
Look
absolutely.
What he does for us every day. Mm-hmm. There's something new.
Right.
It's all Josh. Is it not? Is he not doing a great job?
I've never said otherwise.
Right. That's a little more of that and a little less just giving me shit on the air. All right. That would be really, I would really appreciate that. That would help me enormously.
I hope you didn't
especially
break your
when
timer.
I've had, especially with that. Well, so what if I did? I've got the timer right up in the upper left-hand corner there.
It's going to be off by a minute.
It's
that
no,
doesn't matter for us.
It's not, it doesn't matter for the live and running of the show.
Rob, I edit using the timer up in the top. And you know what I do?
What?
I just adjust my math based on whatever I delete for the countdown.
That would
I
be a little
audio.
Extra effort. Good
but
comeback.
No. But Mike
Great
doesn't
insult.
Need the time code. So it's fine. He can use the clock. Mike doesn't need that time code after we do the show.
Also, so I don't like that it's small.
Easy.
It's smallish.
It is small.
Well, the other one's too dark. It doesn't stay lit or anything like that, so it's like hard to see as well, don't you think?
Did you need to change the battery?
No, it's a solar powered thing.
It's not.
It's a battery operated deal?
Yeah, and look, you can light it up by hitting the light button. Ta-da!
Permanently?
Yes.
No,
it stays on?
No, that light will turn off in
10
seconds.
It'll turn off. See,
I'll tell you when it turns off.
And that's
off.
Another thing you don't really do. He lies like water. He would lie, put it away, and prove his point. It would go off, and
it
he would never tell
off.
Me. It just went off. You, weren't gonna, 10 seconds. You wouldn't have told me if I hadn't called you on it.
I would have.
No, you wouldn't have.
You
no,
can't
you know
tell
you
me what
have.
I would do. No, I
you
don't know
you
that.
Would. You
no,
wouldn't have.
No,
you wouldn't have.
No.
You're a grifter.
Mike, there is no
You're
need.
You're a conjurer.
That's me all over. That's
you
why
are.
I'm so rich and fabulous.
You are.
Meanwhile, Mike's is sitting over by the window trying to charge.
Yeah, it's...
No, I know it's a solar powered battery. It never needs a battery.
It does.
It's not solar powered.
It's not solar powered at all.
There's a little cell battery in there.
See, look at the back. No, I think actually it's double A's. And it's magnetic. This is far from old fashioned, Mike. This is modern. I'm sorry it doesn't stay lit up, though. I was mistaken. I have to take the blame on that.
Josh, technically, there's only one left. There's only one left. He's in the upper right-hand corner, and you might be hearing it right now. There's only one left. The death of the last relationship in radio that I have. That's it.
Is going to end it?
That's it. That's going to be
so
it today.
Sad. I didn't know it ended this way.
Sadder for you than for me.
Yeah, certainly.
The sun wouldn't charge it.
What's that?
All because the sun wouldn't charge your clock.
Exactly.
No. The whole thing is that, I'll be honest with you. You know what they tell me when I'm there having tubes and needles put into my spinal cord?
What are they saying?
Now, no activity, and really the best thing for you to do would be to lay on the couch for the rest of the day. And then they say, who's here to drive you? And I said... I got a dumb discharge person. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. They're probably going to listen to this because they do. And but the person who's discharging me, I said, yeah, my wife's downstairs, wink. And I shouldn't have said wink. I should have just lied because she's not there. And because it was in my neck, I woke up and was a little bit woozy. And to be honest with you, I've been pretty out of it most of the day.
And here I am. You've done this before, right?
Did you know the lower back?
So this is the first time up top, yeah. So you didn't know that you would need a drive. You know, it's another bad time.
No, they say it every time. It's SOP. They say it every time.
Okay.
This was the first time because in my own mind I was concerned about it. When you get up from the face down ass up position, that it can happen with any procedure you're getting. If you're getting laser hair removal and you do it,
right,
and you're face down and you get up suddenly, you can get that little
lightheaded.
Because they were injecting me up in the neck area, I kind of was like, whoa. And they said, I was honest with them. They said, are you still lightheaded? I said, yeah, I am, actually. And then the only thing that happened, there are two stories that I haven't gotten to because I got in a fight with Rob. I have to remember what they were. The first thing is the surgery center is on the third floor. And as I have mentioned before, when you go to this place, it is the March of the Living Dead, and it is the doctoring there, spectacular. I could not say enough about these people. The patients,
it is
truly one of the more depressing medical environments you would see.
Is it you're on the third floor? Is it a medical building where everybody is medical?
There is first and second floor. There is one area where it is a regular medical practice.
Mm-hmm.
Then the pain center is on the first floor. Two floors up is the surgery center. I think it might be called the something Naples Surgery Center that I go to. And so you go in and you walk straight across the first floor lobby and you see the elevators. I'm like, okay, I had forgotten. I'll go right up there and I'll hit it. And I hit the button and it says two. I'm like, well, that means just go to the second floor. There'll probably be another set of elevators that they have in there. So I go around the corner, and I see two lights, and and I hit the button to go up to the third floor. And it's at that point I hear,
no, press the button, it's burning.
And I'm just hearing disembodied voices that are somewhere in the elevator shaft. And I realize at this point, after about 2.5 minutes of standing there with both lights on, and then I'm like,
no, that's the one that's that.
And I'm like, well, you know, there's no sign at this point. There's nothing going on. So I go over to the main desk for whatever's on the second floor, and I say, is there a stairwell to get up to the third floor? We're on the second floor. Can I? She's and I swear to God, she looks at me like this. And because I'm it's a little pre-procedure tension.
Of course.
I was this close to saying, it's a stair. Work here. Are you that unfamiliar with stairs that you've been with? But
I don't want to make this ugly, but was it a Zoptic woman that you were speaking to?
Not terribly, but certainly not somebody that's going to, you know, be...
stair climber by choice.
Not going to be a sprinter, anytime. Yeah. So she finally clued it in and she said, back around the corner to your right against the wall. I said the stairs? No, the door to the stairway.
Oh so the door is next to a wall, like thank every you. Door ever yeah. built?
That's when I looked at her and went, thank you, Smarty Pants. And I went into the hallway.
She needs to know where the staircase is in case of
fire.
Well,
she didn't count on the elevator being broken. When I get to the third floor, I open the door, and there is a gauntlet of people in wheelchairs waiting. And these aren't just because they're infirm. That's the procedure is they take you down to the first floor in a wheelchair. It is
right.
technically a surgical procedure, so they wheel you down.
That's not an upsell? Like, that's not an option? Like, for $10 extra,
I couldn't believe it. I was looking at this, and I mean, I had to squeeze my way to the front desk to check in, and I think when I was waiting to go back, that's when they fixed it. And then by the time I came back out after my procedure, it was broken again. And that's when I said, okay, I'm really, I'm almost 100% certain that I'm not going to tumble down the stairs if I make my way out of here, and I don't want to hang here anymore. So I hopped in the car.
When you were trying to fight all the wheelchairs, one thing that could have really made it hard, were their wheels locked for safety?
Mine were.
Because
I almost took a tumble.
Yeah, you can't move them. It sucks that way. So
it was very, very, when you throw anything into the mechanics of that surgical center, things get a little discombobulated. But right. I, you know, back there where it counts, where they come in and they shoot you up, and it was fine. Everything was great. So it was wonderful.
Is this gearing up to something more? Because they said they'd use it for checking you, right?
This is how it works. The medicine they put in, the steroidal medication they go in, can last 3 weeks. It can last 3 years. It can last usually 3 to 6 months. That's the average.
Does it vary person to person?
It varies for me. I've had a lot of good luck, but it always tends to, you know, it always tends to rear its ugly head again. The neck area, that is new to me. So it's just another thing. But I'm not fazed by it because I have the movement that I didn't have this morning. And
that's
a little sore. It's a little bit sore. So I'm really, really happy with it.
Your neck pain ever manifest itself down into your arms?
They say that when I was complaining about wrists, that was a direct result of it. That's why they started this whole procedure. Within 2 days of him telling me that, that's when I got the neck pain. And this is, I said to the guy, I said, the only doctor that really fixes me. And it is pretty special to go into a place that I would imagine in the era of, old people and geriatrics and pain, a doctor like this who's able to really instantaneously help people most of the time, not all the time, it's got to be really gratifying for him. Now, the last thing that happened, they get me out there. I lie about my wife being there. And by the way, this was not her fault. Michael had a catcher's clinic that got scheduled last night for 10 o'clock, and he's gearing up for baseball. I'm not going to let him miss that. You know?
And you are a really good woozy driver.
Decades, you might say, of practice with that. You know?
With when you said, my wife's here, wink, the discharge person, how did they handle it? Because you said you regretted saying that.
She said, wink? What do you mean? I was like, no, don't worry about it. I just moved on.
You just didn't say, that's my wife's name?
Well, because if they really want, if you got somebody who was letter of the law and wanted to really make my life, uncomfortable, they could probably call you on it. I mean, it's legalese. It's malpractice.
What it is,
It's not their fault if I tell them that. So they're covered. But
my worst drive home after a procedure was after I had my eyes dilated. And I wasn't expecting that they were going to do that. They put the drops in my eye.
Did they ask you about driving home?
They said, do you have someone to drive you home? I said, yep. And I walked out, and it looked like a bomb was going off.
You got to take a nap.
Yeah.
It's really not good to do. I've done that, too. That's a regular eye exam.
Yes.
It was weird, though, because
the glaucoma test is what it is.
They took me in, and they dilated my eyes but didn't tell me. They said, now go in the waiting room for like 20 minutes. And I just realized as I was sitting there, I had to keep moving the magazine further away because my eyes were slowly failing.
And it takes a while to recover from that.
So I wore the disposable sunglasses and my prescription sunglasses on the drive home.
Well, fortunately, my eyes were 100% okay as I was wheeled out into the third floor waiting area. And as I was, I said, she said, I'll be back to check on you in 20 or 30 minutes. And I'm like, I said, okay, knowing full well she's going to come out to an empty wheelchair. I mean, you know,
if tumbleweed rolling by.
If they can rush through the procedure, I can rush through my recovery. Okay.
Exactly.
So I go out, and you are a little out of it. You've just had needles into your spine. You're kind of like, and it's up by your head. Oh, and thank God I didn't go on the internet prior to the procedure.
Why?
First video, I was paralyzed with a steroid injection. That, you know, obviously, if there's a bad doctor who like jams the needle into some place you're not supposed to be, oh my God, we've got spinal fluid coming out. That you don't want that to happen.
Yeah, and you also shouldn't try it at home. You should really let a good doctor
do it. Do that. So don't ask me how this happened, but you go in. You get to keep, you take your shirt off and put a hospital gown because they're going to go in your neck. And then you take your shirt, your valuables, all the metal, and you put it in a little tray and they keep it there. And then your phone and everything.
Does the doctor keep all the stuff?
The doctor keeps it. He's got it just like a serial killer. Trophies. Trophies in wooden boxes all over his office.
See this watch? It belonged to a DJ I killed.
And they say, okay, we've got your stuff. They bring it back in. I don't know how it happened. I pick up my phone. I put my watch back on. I start being wheeled down. I got my little paperwork in my hand. And as I am surfing my phone, after the procedure, I hear, and I look down at my left pocket, and my left pocket's lit up.
Hey.
And I go in, and I reach in, and it's some girly phone that's gone off, and it's some lady's phone that I have in my pocket.
Like, how do you know it's a lady? Is it like pink and sparkly?
Yeah, you know, you just kind of knew.
It's
a white. It's a white case, and it's got the little flower. It was a lady's phone.
So did you answer?
No, I looked at it and I don't know what happened. If you had seen me sitting there in a wheelchair, you know, I'm going. You know, I didn't know what the hell was going on. I was multiple confused. It was weird. And then I went to the front desk, and at this point, it's the first time I've stood on my own since the procedure.
Right.
So I slowly get up, and I'm kind of testing the right leg, left leg. I'm like,
yeah,
you're doing all right. I stagger over to the desk. I said, I don't know what happened.
But hi.
I've got my phone. No, there's no. I don't have any anesthesia. I don't have any relaxing medications.
Lightheaded. It's just a procedure.
And I said, but I don't know whose phone this is. And she says without hesitation, I'll take that. And so she takes that, and then I'm like, and I'm standing in front of the. I give it to her, and I don't know what I was waiting for, but I was standing in front of the counter like this, man.
Are you sure you drove the right car home?
I did. Yeah. I couldn't have gotten in.
It's
and
a pink car with flowers on it.
And this is literally the last thing I said, because she goes right back. She was super busy with the elevator and with all that. She goes right back to her keyboard. I'm like, no. Okay, thanks. And I went down the stairwell.
In your lightheadedness, you thought there was more to be done.
Right. Yeah.
Now, when you returned the phone to the receptionist, did you halfway expect the doctor to come out and say, has anybody seen my phone?
I was hoping, you know, something like that, or a nurse coming in. Where is it? I'm expecting a baby. No, it was just okay. They
when you left in your wheelchair, you said that the third floor elevator was broken, so you had to go to the stairwell?
Yes. Yeah. And I and
did
I
you go
ginger.
Down three flights or did you just go
like
to this
at a time? No, I gingerly stepped down the two flights of stairs to the main level. And there was a emergency door there that was not connected to emergency alarms or anything. And I went right out to the sidewalk in front of the parking lot. And there was my car. And I was off and I was starving because you got to fast for this procedure.
Was your car still running?
It was still running with the trunk open.
Perfect. You're ready to go.
That was what I was doing. It was fine. And
so
you
where
know,
to?
Where's Mickey D's.
What fast food?
Mickey D's.
Based on craving or proximity?
Proximity.
And, okay, because I know you got other places you prefer.
Large Diet Coke, 2 Egg Muffins. And then right down to the baseball diamond, where my son, God bless his soul, playing with heavy catcher's equipment in 98-degree weather, and his little red cheeks when they would take their water break. All these kids down here. Anybody, if you've got kids in athletics right now, mm-hmm. especially your football players out there, my God, be careful, please. Just take care of them. It's really scary. It's scary.
Like, and for kids in theater, too.
Sports. No.
But because a lot of times the schools won't have the air conditioning on if you're doing summer theater. Just make
catchers
sure you're...
in baseball I've in particular.
I've had a catcher overheat before.
Really?
Because of that. Not drinking enough water, and they're wearing all that extra gear.
And it really makes a difference when they're out there. And he mm-hmm. is, you know, these guys that go out and do this, I have a special place in my heart for these coaches that work with these kids, and he's in this program. You've heard of Turn 2, haven't you, Josh? They have that up in your way. Yep. And it's just, it's wonderful to see him. And I think that he's back out right now. He's on his way to they actually already started their practice for this evening because they got rained out last night.
Did he see you arrive after the procedure?
Yeah.
At the ball field?
I didn't get out because I didn't. It was a coach with three catchers, and it wasn't the dad patrol sitting around the perimeter because it was 10 o'clock in the morning.
He didn't see you come staggering over the hill?
No. No, I did stop by the 7-Eleven, get a smart water and some David's so that I
the
could
seeds?
The seeds. Yeah, okay. I was eating them in the car. It was really, really cool. So
when you eat them in the car, where do you spit?
Out the window.
Oh, okay.
Or at a certain point, I got tired because I missed the window a couple of times, and it bounced back into the car. So I used my my little bag that I have, my little plastic bag, my little paper bag.
Yeah, a little plastic cup works well for that.
Yeah, then that's probably, I think I'm, based on Mrs. O'Mara, I'm probably going to be going to the plastic cup like they do with dip, but I'll do it with sunflower seeds because
is that because seeds are stuck to the outside of the car door?
It's just because seeds are everywhere.
A sesame plant grew on his car.
Towards the end of the tournaments last year, when I'd be sitting there behind the backstop and I'd look around my chair at the end of a game, it's kind of gross. And although everybody does it, all the major leaguers do it. They spit it everywhere, you know. But
dip is the worst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you
dip
remember,
is gross.
You remember Stimpy, the production director?
Stimpy would have it right.
All the time. And the whole production room for the 2 years he worked there smelled like a wintergreen fire. It was disgusting.
Nasty. It's nasty, nasty stuff. But I'm happy to have done this and moved on.
I'm glad you got instant relief. That's crazy.
Well, it's the way it's designed because the lidocaine wears off. And so you'll get instant relief, but then you got to see if the steroid takes. And if it does, that's when, you know, you should be okay. And I know the way my spine reacts to that, and I'm 100% better than where I was. Am I perfect? No, but I'll never be. And, you know, if the Epson company was perfect, I'd be really much happier. Because I can't tell you why I delayed the start of the taping of the show, because I have my news ready to go and in these machines hiding from me where I can't access it.
It's really a shame that there really hasn't been any innovation with printers.
No.
It's the same thing they've always been, and they've always sucked.
Yeah, you're right. Innovation is they've dropped the price of the printer because they're going to get you with the ink. They do bring the prices down, but the technology hasn't changed whatsoever.
It sucks. It sucks ass. That's the way it goes. I'm just going to look under here. I'm going to have one last place where I'm going to look for my news. And I will say thank you to Dr. Anthony and his wonderful staff. And they were terrific. And, you know, I've got to stop babbling when I'm in that situation.
Will he have you back? Or is this done for until you start hurting again?
This is done until I start hurting again.
Okay.
Yeah. They have a regular follow-up, but it's not a big deal. So, that's it. But on the show today, by the way, we've got, mega cereal boxes. I have to get those out of my house because when Carla was away, that was the one real cheat I had. I bought two mega cereal boxes at Walmart.
Like the Costco size?
The Costco size are not good because the Costco size gives you the big giant cardboard box and then it's got the two ball sacks that have the cereal in them, which is what? So what's the purpose of your cardboard? What it is, it's marketing. That's what it is. It's not helping me get the cereal freed up, but the mega boxes at Walmart.
I put my cereal in plastic containers.
Well, that's the best way to do it, but I'm, you're an engineering type. I don't burden
myself. It's not worth all that, Mike. I take my cereal. When I get from Costco, I get home, and let's say I get Cinnamon Toast Crunch, And it does come with a big box. No, you're being silly. It was two bags in it. What I do is I have a cereal shelf in my pantry, and I empty the cereal onto it. And it's just a stack. And that way, when I need it, I just go and grab it.
What do you mean you have a... It sounds like you're pouring cereal onto a shelf.
I am. That's it. Yeah, it's like a mountain of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Right, and so that way, it's always ready. You just go and grab it. What's that?
You're not giving a real solution.
Well, you could try it. It was myth. It was a myth.
The point I want to make about the point about the cereal boxes is that at the mega boxes at Walmart are all cereal in the box.
With
so
one
it's
bag.
It's just a giant box.
One bag.
The but Costco still a with bag. One bag. There's still a bag, but it's one bag and it's easy to like pour it out. With my Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries and with my Frosted Flakes, which I got. Which, by the way, I was able to kill the Cap'n Crunch before Carla's going to throw it out. I think she's probably in the process of throwing out the Frosted Flakes, so I won't get those. It is poison. Really clear. It is poison to put that crap in your body. Poison. It makes you less healthy, inflamed, bound up. Digestively, it's terrible. There is nothing worse for your body than sugary cereals made out of it. It's dog food, essentially. That's what it is, in my humble opinion.
A lot better than dog food.
It does.
It tastes so good.
Both bags out of the Costco thing and then just use them one at a time? Could you pour from the bag to your bowl? And
what do you think I do? That's what I do.
That's what you have to do.
Well, no,
if you don't
but
have
I'm
a
saying.
Container, yeah.
What kind of question is that?
I have a reason for this, because when you buy the mega box that only has one bag in it, are you pouring it from the box? Do you leave the bag in the box?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So when you get
the
double.
You're like somebody's mentally challenged older uncle. What's going on here?
Do you go to Costco, Rob, and open up both bags and pour it out at the same time?
On his cereal shelf.
Yeah, I'm talking to Mike now. Leave my cereal shelf out of this. What if you just use the bag and forewent the box? And you could pour it out of the bag. Then it's just one bag.
Is forewent really a word?
Yep. Past tense of forego.
Well, I know it's you're using it as the past tense of forego, but is it really forewent?
I've heard it before, so I have to assume.
I'm not sure.
Yes.
It doesn't sound good off the tongue.
All right. Well,
I'm not sure.
It is correct.
How do you get that fast? How do you get out of all the people to take my grammar cues from you? Really?
Well, because I type it into Google and Merriam-Webster comes up with it. So this show, they have it. It's a real
this
word.
Crazy show. Anyway,
I don't want to emphasize my mental diminishment here, but could you just pour it from the bag and not use the box at all? You haven't answered.
What do you mean? Of course you take the bag out when the Costco's here. You can't open one of the bags and then pour because it's going to fall out of the bag,
box. That was the issue, it seemed to me.
And don't act like you've never done it before. Yeah. You know the drill. You've purchased the atomizer jugs of cereal.
But I was envisioning you opening one bag, leaving both bags in the box.
No.
And then pouring it out of the box.
No, but there's
using
something.
One bag.
You know what? This will resonate with you.
Okay.
In the box, it's the satisfaction of pouring out a cereal out of a box like we did since
That's true.
Children.
I can relate to that. I can relate to
that. And when you have to take out the little plastic, and I feel like I'm exposing somebody's ass when I pull that out, you know? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Captain Crunch's ass.
Yeah. And then it ruins the surprise toy.
Shut up, you. Anyway, that we have to move on. We've got lots of show. When we come back, I do want to discuss we're going to cement the differences in comedy appreciation on this show. When we all three of us, I believe all three of us have seen it, right?
Yes, of course.
We all three of us review the hottest movie. I was going to have that in my news, but I don't have my news today.
Oh.
The hottest movie in the world, Happy Gilmore 2.
In today's fast-changing digital world, proving your company's trustworthy isn't just important for growth, it's essential. That's why Vanta is here. Vanta helps companies of all sizes get compliant fast and stay that way with their proprietary AI, automation, and continuous monitoring. So whether you're a startup tackling your first SOC 2 or ISO 27001 or an enterprise managing vendor risk, Vanta's trust management platform makes it quicker, easier, and more scalable. It even helps you complete security questionnaires up to 5 times faster, so you can close bigger deals sooner. And the impact? According to a recent IDC study, Vanta customers cut over $500,000 a year in costs and boost productivity by 3 times. Establishing trust isn't optional. Vanta makes it automatic. Visit vanta.com/go to sign up for a free demo today. That's vanta.com/go.
We'll do that in just a second. But first, I want to mention to you that sometimes you just need a little something, something, you know, something in the middle of the afternoon to help you get to the bottom of your inbox, or something at the end of the day to make your evening more enjoyable. That's where today's sponsor, Soul, can help. Soul is a wellness brand that believes feeling good should be fun. And I agree with them, too. Mm-hmm. I think feeling good should be a lot of fun. They love making you feel good. And Soul specializes in delicious hemp-derived THC and CBD products designed to boost your mood and help you unwind. Josh loves them at the movies. Rob loves them to soothe his broken mind. He loves the 15-milligram cherry limeade gummy. It makes TV more thrilling. Their best-selling out-of-office gummies were designed to provide a mild, relaxing buzz, boost your mood, and enhance creativity and relaxation. Plus, they taste like candy.
Mm.
Be a soul man or a soul sister. Bring the good vibes and treat yourself to Soul today. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. On to Happy Gilmore 2. Now, we were talking about it the other day. Josh gave me a little soft sell on the movie. We haven't really gotten into it too much. I did my I can go first, I can go second, I can go third. I think we all should talk about it and give it a little review here. Who wants to go first?
Josh, would you like to start?
Sure, I can start. Okay. I'd say easy sell is if you did not like the original, don't even bother with this one.
Okay.
And if you haven't seen the original, don't bother with this one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, for me, the original one came out at the perfect age of 16, 17,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Yeah, so I mean, it's right in your goofy teens.
Right in my goofy, what I remember as comedies in high school. So it was a lot of nostalgia looking back and remembering all that. It was, if it was written as a good standalone movie, no. But was it fun to remember old characters and stuff? I thought it was fun and enjoyed it. And I really enjoyed having the professional golfers in it. So I enjoyed the movie.
Okay. Rob Spiewak?
I agree with Josh. If you haven't seen the first one, forget it. I took Carrie on a date to see it when it came out. So I always liked it. Yeah. And I think that movie, the original Happy Gilmore, cements itself in the pantheon of movies because of the Bob Barker fight scene. Mm-hmm. It was a great casting choice, well done.
And in the front part of the movie, little homage to Bob Barker with his gravestone, which was, I thought, cute and funny and charming.
We saw it early enough that no one was talking about the Barker fight scene yet, so it totally took me by surprise. And it was one of my favorite moments in the theater when something like that totally catches you off guard.
Yeah.
I also operate under the notion that, from what I hear, Adam Sandler is beloved and a very, very popular guy in the showbiz community. Nice guy. And I like that he brought in, you know, minor characters from the past to give them some work. He comes off really well. I love not so much the use of current pro golfers, but the scenes with the older pros and giving them jokes. Like, who would come up with the fact that Freddie Couples can't eat enough dessert?
That's
that
hysterical.
To me, that destroyed me.
Absolutely funny.
And
Nicholas, solid laugh.
Jack Nicklaus sold every joke he had.
And
he
the Lee Trevino bit about he'll give him money and then he won't give him money. Funny.
And
solid.
I enjoyed John Daly throughout the
entire John
movie.
Daly is
John
great.
John Daly gets a 10 on the acting scale. He really, really does. Now,
so my closing thought is, I talked to my son about it. He likes the original as well. We both gave it an enthusiastic thumbs up. I thought it was a really great way to spend an evening.
The difference being the use of so many cameos. I don't think I've ever seen that many cameos from Paige Spiranak to Jack Nicklaus. Everybody in the golf world, and an homage to bring old Vern Lundquist back.
I love to do seeing the play-by-play.
I mean, Vern, Vern is north of 80. Jack is north of 80. I mean, he's got 80-year-olds. He's a sweetie. Yeah. He's a sweetheart. Adam Sandler is a sweetheart of a guy.
He is.
And he brings back these characters. With that said, I ran out of stupid at a little over the 1 hour mark. I seem to have that problem where I paused it just to see how much was left. And when I saw that there was another hour
left 2 hours?
Of this, it's, I don't know what the running time
is. 90 minutes.
I thought it was like an hour short. 40.
Maybe I even went, I wanted it to be shorter.
I thought,
because, you know, I find the running time.
A few too many flashbacks. Trying to keep people who aren't familiar up to speed.
I agree with that.
There are people in there that I didn't get the joke, you know what I mean? And that is tough, you know, because people do remember Bob Barker. The
use of the
two-hour movie.
Wow.
Yeah, and I went, yeah, because I at the hour mark, I stopped it, and I said, you know, it's got 50 minutes left in it.
The first one was an hour 33.
Which it really should have been, but I think this movie... Because I have always been conflicted about Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler has done things that absolutely floor me because they're so funny. Adam Sandler's movies are, you know, they're just, if you suspend every commonsensical instinct you have and go in expecting stupidity, you can really enjoy yourself
That's why I like Adam Sandler movies.
Because you can turn your brain off, but
turn it all off.
But Mike, you can't go 2 hours with that.
You can turn your brain off, unplug it, replug it, throw it in a blender. It's still not going to save Halloween.
You can turn your brain off.
Halloween.
You can unplug it, see if it connects to your router, and it doesn't, and then replug it in, then power it down, then re-enter the password 4 times. Then after that, try a random password that it's not recognizing either. Then you can actually go to the little tiny screen on the front of your printer. I'm sorry, that's something else.
Yeah, you scoot off. But you know what? I love the fact that it was on Netflix. I didn't have to go to a theater to see it. I was not disappointed at all.
That doesn't count in a movie review.
It does.
No,
it was
doesn't.
Given to you.
You can't bring that it's... God, you can't base what you like on whether you can sit your ass down on a couch.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
I'm way more forgiven of a free show that I didn't have to go out and see.
Yeah.
I will judge... Like, I'll go see Naked Gun next week and be way more harsh on that.
Don't you think he attempts to make that a cinematic film, though? Don't you think, even with it being a dumb Adam Sandler movie, don't you think he goes with the music and the way it's shot and the way everything is done?
It felt big budget, more big budget than the original.
One review I saw said that it felt like 100 TikToks put together. And I could see that, where it was, here's a cameo. But I thought all the cameos worked.
The cameos were the most fun. I have this question for you. I think I could probably bring myself to go back to the last hour of it and watch it. Do you think that the cameos in part two or the gags in part two will justify, or will they be just lamely trying to justify a storyline, which will be, that'll just piss me off.
May I answer this, Josh?
Yeah.
I think that the second part of the movie is where the plot really sort of happens. Ugh. And so you missed some really good digs at Live Golf, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, I got that because that guy...
But I mean,
the farting guy. Which is, that's stupid, and it's a fart joke, but it makes me laugh.
And as a baseball fan, I saw him as kind of the Savannah Bananas president.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, now you're selling me on it a little bit.
But the second part has a different mood than the first part.
It does. And I'll tell you, I enjoyed in that second half, the cameo of Eminem is very good.
Yes.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. And when does, and I assume in the last part of the movie, that's when Scheffler appears again? Or was he just...
Scheffler's throughout.
Scheffler is good. And Scheffler is great in the credits.
Okay.
Where the credits roll, and then there's another segment.
It's sitting there on Netflix waiting for me to wrap it up, so I might have to do that.
It's like the Billy Joel thing. Take it in hunks.
I think so. I think it'll work that way. But really, just stupid. And I'm trying to go through. You've got Bubba Watson, Jack Nicklaus. You've got Lee Trevino. You've got Jordan Spieth, Colin Morikawa, Scottie Scheffler, Freddie Couples. I mean...
John Daly.
John Daly. Yeah.
Who's really not a cameo. He's a character.
He's an actor. Actor and he acts. He really does. It's hysterical. So from that point, it's good. And
your
last
favorite
part,
Shaquille O'Neal,
in the second half.
No, he's in the first half, right?
How did I miss him?
I missed him too.
Is Shaq in it?
Shaq's in it.
Really?
Shaq works with him at Dick's.
At Dick's Sporting Goods?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then I must have blinked at the wrong time.
Quickie.
All right.
I'll go back.
I think he comes back in the second
half. And also, Mike, I love, just by nature, I love a golf comedy. Because I think golf is a rich target for the elite, for the glitterati. And I think that's a good thing. It goes back, you know, to the beginning of motion pictures, making fun of golf.
This is my last question. The lady that plays his wife, is that the lady from Modern Family?
Yeah, Julie Bowen. Yes.
Has Julie had a little worky work done, perhaps?
Oh, I'm certain she has.
Yeah.
Since the end of Modern Family.
And she does manage to look stunning in the lingerie. But
beautiful.
But when you got the close-ups, I was looking at kind of a different person there.
You might want standard definition on that.
Right? Wasn't there a noticeable
she's lost a lot of weight since the first one. I mean, she looked normal.
She
in
was
the first
waif-like
one.
Was she the wife in the original Happy Gilmore?
Yes. Girlfriend. Okay. I guess they did marry, but she looked very different back then. Shorter hair.
She's also in Hubie Halloween.
What is Hubie? I don't even know what Hubie Halloween is.
This splits Josh and I.
Yes.
He likes Hubie Halloween.
Do you like The Waterboy?
Josh?
I did when it came out. I don't think I've seen it in 30 years.
But you liked Waterboy. You like the Adam Sandler franchise.
I like the Adam Sandler stupid.
Bobby Boucher.
Yeah. Bobby Boucher with that. Sure, can you? Wow. Man, oh, man. You never know what's going to click with the American people.
He's a movie star.
No, but I also, turkey for you, turkey for me. The stupidity kind of works for me in little bits. So when it's an entire... By the way, the last thing I want to say about Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler, when he wants to, has acting chops that are spectacular. His drama work, when he played the jeweler, the high-end jeweler
Uncut
in New York
Gems.
City, Uncut Gems was spectacular. He was great in that. So,
but not as easy, not as easy to sell to America as Woodoo.
Yeah, the stupidity
of America.
That's
what America likes.
That we have that. All right, we got more coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk about Rob's fascination with death.
Thank you.
Finally figured that out with the algorithms. They're targeting him. But first, I want to tell you, this program is sponsored by, there it is, 98 degrees, about a 111 heat index down here in South Florida. There's what's left of my Liquid IV again today, ladies and gentlemen. Spectacular stuff. I love it. This program is sponsored by Liquid IV. Whether you're soaking up the last bit of summer or gearing up for those back-to-routine vibes, you can capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help you. I love that line. Notes of candied orange.
Doesn't that sound delicious?
Yeah. Makes me want to have the Liquid IV that tastes like that and then go get some Frosted Flakes. It can help you keep hydrated better than water alone. Visit liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your first order. Plus, Liquid IV has sugar-free solutions powered by Live Hydroscience for smart hydration. Visit liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your first order. I drink it each and every day. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 essential vitamins and nutrients, always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. So grab a stick and start sipping. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Savor the last bits of summer with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with the code TMOS at checkout. Orange Vanilla Dream. It's the cream of the co-op. That's 20% off your first order with code TMOS at liquidiv.com. We turn it over to the Reaper of Death, Mr. Rob Spiewak.
I have no scythe. I'm a cheerful guy.
I think you knocked old Ozzy Osbourne off. You were talking about him right before he bought it.
A lot of people, I think, were. He wasn't looking well.
And he did a whole thing for everyone to talk about him. He did his last performance.
Yeah.
He forced that in.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do.
Are you saying he's responsible for his own death?
Rumors.
Yep.
Oh, there were? I didn't know any rumors. I hope he's okay. Well, I hope there's nothing wrong with OJ.
did he offed himself?
Yeah. I haven't heard that Ozzy offed himself.
Have no, there were rumors beforehand that him and Sharon had a death pact to kill each other. But the daughter came out and said it wasn't true.
I was going to say, Sharon didn't live up to her end of it then because she's still alive.
Sharon!
I'm Ozzy Osbourne, and I'm the Prince of Darkness.
There you go.
Hello! So I've always been fascinated when people die. I've always had a running joke with when my grandmother was alive. We'd try to call each other first when a celebrity died. We talk about it on the show. But when you get to targeted ads on Facebook, I must be talking about it a lot. The best targeted ad I ever got on Facebook was when I had my my issue with alcoholism, and which I still am an alcoholic. Don't think I'm trying to bow out of it. But I was talking a lot about blood because I was having trouble, you know, with my white blood cells.
Okay.
And I got a targeted ad from a company that makes stage blood, like fake blood that you would use in a movie. So that was a miss. But I got this news story on my news feed. I've been getting some funeral ads. Do you get funeral parlor targeted ads on your feed at all?
I get insurance, and that in that is sometimes a funeral, you know, your loved ones, that type of thing.
Yeah. I get ones that say, like, it's time to choose the best for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Well, you wrote it in your own copy, right?
I know, and I think that probably has something to do with it.
You took care of them in life, now take care of them in death. God, you wrote that. That came out of your pen.
I know, wow. But I did not expect to get this story. Have you ever heard of Mike? It's in Pennsylvania. The Nix and Nix Funeral Home, N-I-X.
Is it a promotional deal with the basketball team in New York?
It is not. Okay. But this was a targeted story that came to me. A family, their son passed away in Georgia, which was tragic. And the Georgia funeral home took care of the initial part of the preparation of the body, then shipped it back home
Georgia.
To Pennsylvania to Nix and Nix. And the father went to pick it up, the remains, at the Nix and Nix. And they picked up his belongings that included a white cardboard box that contained an unlabeled red box. Now, while they were at the funeral parlor, they were just picking it up. And on their way out, they said, I can't open this. This is like sealed, I guess. So they put it in their car and it started to leak. And
is it like a red, like organ, like donator box?
It was just an indescript red box. And there was
nondescript.
And it was leaking, and the father, one Lawrence Butler, said, this smells like death. And when they researched it, they found out that due to some mix-up in the paperwork, what he was given was his brain in a box, unpreserved, leaking in their car.
Why was the brain taken out and put in a box?
This is what I don't understand.
Because it's more fun.
now, Mike, Southern Cremations... That's the name of the place in Georgia.
Welcome to Southern Cremations. We are we're burning for your business.
They declined comment. The father said when he picked up the box in his hands, it was leaking on my hands,
oh, God,
and it was brain horrible. Matter, and it was insane.
Oh,
so,
my God.
This is not a good story, but it linked to another story also on my Facebook page. Mike, do you think that you could ever be a guy that was too fat to be cremated?
They've actually had that. Oh.
But if you're being cremated, can't they just cut you in half?
Oh, well, that's like, so stupid, nasty, but... though. Or, like, section you? That is so nasty.
Well, no, they don't do that. Or just I did a little. They don't force it. I did a little research that back in 2012, an Austrian crematorium began to... take care of the remains of a 440-pound woman. But when they started the cremation, the blaze began because of all the greasy content.
That's so nasty.
Yeah, it is.
So she was so that the body fat burning off caused a fire?
It caused a fire in the crematorium. So now there are guidelines. The simple answer is yes, an obese person can be cremated. But... now they have to do it first thing in the morning so the oven starts from a cold temperature. Otherwise, it's liable to overheat again and cause a fire. They've also changed the width of the oven opening. It used to be 33 inches, And now, if you go to a custom fat-friendly crematorium, you can get 43 or 52-inch with available cremation ovens. So even if you're really fat, if you plan ahead.
So 30, how much was the normal opening for it?
33. Almost 3 feet.
How much? I mean, isn't the average man's sport coat like a 42 or something like
that? Well, that's around.
And that's around you.
Yes, okay. This is just the width of the oven. So now if you can picture, you know, someone laying down and they're about 3 feet, little less, that's pretty big. But if they're 52 inches, that's over 5 feet. No, it's over 4 feet, and that's a lot.
Yeah, that could fit a whole family.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, also, keep in mind, maybe you do want to lay off buying
that's
junk food.
Massive.
Mike, an overweight cremation will cost you extra.
Of course, you know, and herein lies the legitimate cost increase. I'm sorry. If you're burning up somebody that's super fat, it's more fuel, it's more hassle, it's more labor, it's more lifting.
Mike?
Yeah.
I want to quote this because I want to get this right.
Okay.
Some funeral homes are now specifying an incremental surcharge for an oversized cremation, meaning they charge by weight. For example, they may charge a fee of $50 for a body over 300 pounds and a further $50 for each extra 100 pounds.
Wow. Hey, I can't. I think it's legit. Sorry.
Well, I mean, we're getting bigger as a people. Ever walk into an old house? Ceilings are lower because we're bigger people.
Well, not the ceilings, but bathtubs, you know, the toilet, all the, you know, the ceilings were just the toilet. The ceilings, you know?
And you know what? That's an easy way to think about it. Your average door frame is like 33 inches when you walk through like a door, not the double doors. So these cremations need to be the double doors.
Well, this lady is she might be a sideways walker when she goes through a door. She can't go full on. She kind of sneaks in.
You know, and then, of course, the sad thing and the irony of all of it is that when you are that big, you're going to go sooner than later.
Yeah, so make your plans now.
So really, you know, just, there are drugs out there now. I hope everybody gets those drugs.
Over 50% of the United States population could be clinically obese under their current trends by 2030. And by that time, cremation rate should be up to 80%. So we're getting fatter and we're burning more bodies. So plan ahead, because if you have a funeral for someone who's over 300 pounds, you're going to need to specify special cremation.
Let's lose some weight as a country.
Yeah. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I can show you what's in my kitchen right now. Yeah, it says mega. It says mega on top of it. Yeah. And you go into Walmart. You want to know, look, I'm not preaching to anybody that doesn't know this is the truth. Yeah. You go into the middle of a grocery store. You want to know why we're fat. It is such a racket. We are so not free. We are so not free. I can't paint my door the color I want to paint my door. And you go into the grocery store, they know it's going to kill you, but it's cheap to make and it makes them a profit. You go, by the way, we do our Temu bits where I just got my kid his Temu golf shoes for $21. Yes. It would cost $75 to $85 if I went to a golf store to get those. Everything is based on propping up the guys that are making all the money while we waddle down the aisle at the Pop-Tart aisle and we get the white sugar that is made of everything. And if you go to the central part of Florida near Lake Okeechobee, you will see miles and miles and miles and miles of sugar cane because that's big sugar. That's where they get it from. And they're all making tons of money because if you want to stretch it, you want to make it taste good, you want to sell it, you put sugar in it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's what it's all about.
Isn't that healthier than the corn syrup?
It's the same thing. It's the same product. The corn syrup is, and this whole myth about, cane sugar.
Yeah.
Cane sugar is the best. Sugar is sugar is sugar. It causes inflammation. It makes you gain weight. And I love the taste of it. And that's why I bought boxes of cereal. I am as brainwashed as everybody else in this
country. I love when you used to broadcast under the name Cane Sugar.
Cane
on the
sugar.
Cane Show.
On the Cane. Well, as a country DJ back
yes,
then.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Here's Willie Nelson on the Cane Sugar Show to sing for you, ladies and gentlemen. No, it's a racket and all the stuff that's good. And the diet stuff is sugar-based.
Or that's fat.
But it's primary. No, the fat-free is
forgive me. I was thinking vegan stuff.
They get to say fat-free. Look at the candy.
Yeah.
That's it. Doesn't have any fat in it. They love that in Big Sugar. They love that 100%.
Well, it's, I think just I've like said the cereal this. Yeah, part of a balanced breakfast.
Part of it.
It's part of it, exactly.
I think I've said this before, but the next time you go to your supermarket, go to the cookie aisle and look how much. Now, shelf space is valuable in a store because ideally it's finite. You've got X number of spots for product in a grocery store. Look how much of the cookie aisle is taken up, not just by Nabisco, but by Oreo products.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And it's garbage.
It is all garbage.
It's absolute, it's a crap cookie when you really break it down.
I like the mint ones.
I think it's a pretty good cookie.
Yeah.
I think it's the best one in that aisle.
Look at the backdrop you have there. Of course you like that. It looks like you're an FAO Schwartz over your left shoulder. I get how you like the cookies.
And I bet you like Oreos okay in the right situation.
I am not saying that I am not guilty. As a fact, you can call me a hypocrite all day. Fantastic, okay? I will tell you what I have consumed. What I have consumed today, I am on the last day before my old tirzepatide shot,
yes.
And I have been a bad boy. I have. And by the way, my son picks up on it now and said, Dad, are you going to eat back because you got your needles today?
Oh, God.
Yeah, does he
That's
have
all
time
you need.
Down to know when I can ask for Krispy Kreme?
Oh, my God. He could tell you exactly when you do that. But I will tell you, my food today involved two major fast food chains that I was responsible.
And you've only mentioned McDonald's so far.
Dairy Queen was the other one once I picked him up. That's where we went after baseball
but that
practice.
That was for him, not for you.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Did he ask or did you volunteer?
To go to Dairy Queen?
Yeah.
I didn't even ask.
Oh, it was just
I drove in there and I said, what do you want?
Or did the car go there by itself?
I was in a mode today after my procedure and busting ass on the super slab down to get him picked up at his practice.
Yeah.
I was in a mode today where once I picked him up, because I was hungry and I wanted, and by the way, you said, well, Mike, you had the Egg McMuffins after the procedure. So it was only an hour later that you were driving him back, hour and a half tops. Well, I was still hungry.
Well, that's a lot of times people eat dessert adjacent to the meal right away. There's no reason. It's good that you waited an hour.
It's interesting you bring that up because I had both a dessert item and a lunch item at the Dairy Queen following the McDonald's.
Can I guess?
You can go right ahead and guess. You'll probably get it right.
Chicken fingers?
No.
No, chili dog.
Thank you, Josh.
Oh, God. Yes. You know what? Because we talked about it yesterday.
Well, that's correct. The best thing on their menu.
But let me just say about the Dairy Queen chili cheese dog.
Yes.
There has never been a better fast food hot dog produced in the United States of America. Let me tell you why.
Cookout's pretty good also.
Which one is?
Cookout.
Cookout?
They have a nice chili cheese as well.
I've heard about that place. I've heard
that. What is this Cookout?
Cookout. It's a chain. It's a chain.
The Carolinas, Virginia.
I ain't seen it.
Do they have it around? It's got to be within a 10-square-mile radius. Yeah. No, I'm sorry, 10-mile radius, not 10-square-mile.
20 minutes.
Hey, Mike, once a week I drive into the city. I would see something. I drive 80 miles a week.
You don't leave the highway. You get off at the exit.
I tootle around my neighborhood.
Right.
I have to go to Moe's and get my chips.
The chili dog not only tastes great, it's got great chili they put on it, mm-hmm. but it is confined within the most absolutely fresh hot dog roll you will ever get
in
your life.
That is so key.
So he got the right item for the lunch item. You can guess what the other item was.
It's one of the, it's a Blizzard.
It's a chocolate dip cone.
He waxed you today. He waxed you.
Every day. I don't even know why I come to work anymore.
Sometimes I wonder that as well. We're going to move on. We got more coming up, including Josh's TV, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Very, very exciting. But first, I want to tell you, caffeine junkies, Charlie's Choice Coffee is still awesome. And you can reorder or subscribe. Am I doing the right spot here? I want to make sure I got the right one.
100%.
You can get it right now. Don't just drink coffee. Experience it. You got to have coffee. So we want to give you the best. Can we have a... This doesn't sound like Charlie. There it is. I can't do my Charlie's Choice.
I know you need the
theme.
It needs its signature bit.
Charlie's Choice. Available in a whole bean or fresh ground, get a one-time order or save money with a subscription like I do, and get our exclusive Charlie's Choice blend delivered right to your door. This premium medium roast blend is the best and freshest coffee you can find, crafted in small batches and roasted to order in St. Augustine, Florida. So support a small business and enjoy a cup of Charlie today. It's heaven. Get yours at the TMOS store at MikeOMaraShow.com. Start your day right with Charlie's Choice because it's good to the last sip. Right, Charlie?
I'm over here now.
Steaming Charlie, because when Charlie says duh, it's got to be good. Charlie said it like Dice Clay.
No, it's Charlie. Charlie, like you, he does voices.
Super impressionist. He really,
wicked.
Really is.
Wicked smart.
It's wicked good. Josh, I think it was a while back you were talking about getting yourself a brand new free television.
Yeah. We talked about this, I think, maybe a year ago. And this is a bad picture of it, but it shows where it's got this other screen at the bottom below the TV where it shows news and like ads and everything.
Right.
Now, this was free TV, Mike.
Yeah, it was free.
Yeah, and I applied for one and haven't gotten mine yet.
Did you really apply for one?
Of course I did.
And I told you I was on the list for like a year or multiple years before they sent it to
you. You have to put up the other screen to get
the television.
It's attached.
So the idea is, here's a free TV with a nice sound bar, but you'll see ads down at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I tried it out, and it didn't distract me, so I hung it up on the wall, and it's my bedroom TV. And they did an update while I was in the Outer Banks, and I got an email saying, hey, there's an update. You have to do the update. I did it. And I didn't think anything of it until I was watching Stick, the Owen Wilson show.
Another golf comedy show,
yeah.
Catching up on that. And here's what they rolled out. At the bottom, it shows you the clothing that the characters on TV are wearing.
That's kind of cool.
It's very cool.
It is very cool. Do you like it, right? The idea of it, right?
I spent the entire show looking up what people would wear because it shows you, and then you scan the QR code with your phone, and it takes you right to the website to buy it.
Oh, my God, that's crazy. Brilliant.
Yeah.
I spent the whole, that's a Rolex watch, that gold and blue thing there. It's called a bluesy. Yeah. So I didn't know that. I scanned the QR code and saw the value of it.
That's not a cheap watch. That's $40,000.
Yeah, they're
going
to make him return that to costuming.
Very expensive.
Mm-hmm. That is so cool.
But the shirt and the shoes and the pants were reasonable.
That is so very cool. And they're going to do this is this going to be their new way of doing it?
I assume so. I don't know. I've only seen it on this show so far. I have not seen it with any Netflix programming. But I mean, I'm just using the Apple TV plugged into this. So it's not like there's anything where I told the TV, this is what I'm watching.
I think
it scans.
I think it's Apple TV, Mike. If you click while you're watching a show, it'll highlight the people that are in the scene.
Well, that's what Amazon does too. And
Amazon maybe, yeah.
And yesterday I was watching the Hunting Wives.
Yes.
I finished that yesterday, and what it didn't show me at the bottom what people were wearing because they weren't half the time.
Did they recommend the Hunting Wives to you at the Christian day camp?
Oh yeah, that's my Tuesday morning Bible study. But
isn't the sheriff from that show? Isn't that sheriff in your Bible study?
Well, I think he and Mike are friends, from what I understand.
I don't get the joke. I gotta go watch.
You will.
What's going on?
You will. But. In that section on the television for that, it just said, here's the characters and who plays each character.
Yeah.
They came on TV. It didn't say what they were wearing.
No,
I don't know how it does it. I'm sure it's just scanning it like everything else does, where it scans what we browse on our phone and all. But advertising, but I'm sure they're making money off it. But
they would almost have to get a notification from the costumer at Stick if they're going to be that specific.
Well, no, because sometimes it would have a little icon where's that picture? You see the little green icon above the blue shirt?
Yeah.
That means it's not the exact shirt, but it's one like it.
That is amazing. That's kind of cool. Nice. That is kind of cool because we all love the Magic Box and we're all a consumer culture. So why not? Go for it. I love that. I'll watch it with Stick. I'll watch it with any show. That's very, very cool. And I want my free TV. you got some beautiful video for us, Mr. Spiewak?
Mike, this is game-changing stuff today.
I love that. We're going to see Rob's beautiful video in a second. But first, I want to tell you big Durham Glow news. For the last few days of July only, when's the last day of July? Today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the last day.
6 p.m. tomorrow.
That's amazing. GLP-1 and GIP are on sale. Both full-dose weight loss and microdosing options are discounted. The whole month, wraps up tomorrow. You need to lose 30 pounds or more. GLP-1 and GIP are weight loss game changers. And believe me, you don't want to be cremated in a 52-inch crematorium. They curb cravings, calm food noise, and they help your body burn fat like never before. Burn fat, but don't burn down the crematorium.
Hey, am I right?
Am I right? if you only need to drop 5 to 15 pounds, tirzepatide microdosing is a gentle option, effective, perfect for getting lean without the harsh side effects. Great for maintenance, too. Here's how easy it is. You take a quick quiz online. You get approved. Then sit back. Your prescription is shipped right to your door. Just hit up DermGlowSkin.com. No appointments, no stress, just real results. And for a limited time, it's all on sale, but only until tomorrow. So act now. Ready to change your body and your mindset? Tap the link, take the quiz, and go to DermGlowSkin.com, everybody.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Quixie 1260.
Super Radio.
I know you've been to Minnesota. It was for a Super Bowl, right?
Did a Super Bowl and a TV commercial up there one time.
Oh, is that where that food house was?
Food house.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was called Film House, and it's where I worked with a chimpanzee.
Is he still
with
us?
Had a bit of a career, Josh, a long time ago. I got a dad that recognized me at the baseball practice the other night. And it was almost a Phil Hartman moment. One of the other dads was telling me, you're kind of a big radio guy. And I really wanted to invoke Phil Hartman and said, sure I am.
But you may not know me.
You may know. I was somewhat of a famous radio personality.
Well, in Minnesota, they have a contest every year. This is a couple months old, but it's just starting to really get traction on social media. It's a lettuce eating contest. Now, lettuce is okay. I'm more of a romaine guy. This is an iceberg lettuce challenge.
I could go with iceberg. Iceberg or romaine.
Okay.
Either one of those two. I like those kind of
lettuce. Like the core is the problem.
Yeah. Butter crunch. These are all great varieties of lettuce, but they
delicious.
use an iceberg lettuce, and they make sure each head weighs 1 pound, and then whoever eats it fastest,
the whole head of lettuce.
Yep, whoever eats it fastest gets to be the lettuce king.
Entire head of lettuce in under 3 minutes. This is the University of Minnesota Lettuce Club, a group that meets once a year to see who can eat a 1 pound head of iceberg lettuce the fastest, with or without dressing. The all-time record, 2 minutes and 35
Whoa.
Seconds. The winner is crowned head lettuce and has to organize next year's meeting.
What's your strategy for today?
Smaller bites, but faster chewing.
This.
So like a rabbit, basically, just nibble.
Each lettuce is formally weighed before the competition begins. Then participants must place their right hand on their lettuce and recite the pledge.
Lettuce.
Then they start chowing down. To show
What's
you finish
school?
The entire head, you have to stand up, raise the stem, and prove your mouth is empty to win. Though Ethan Lee and Jared Burnett technically tied at 3 minutes and 30 seconds each, Jared wasn't eligible because he's graduating. So the reigning champion, Nathan Thomas, crowned Ethan as head lettuce in a formal coronation ceremony.
University of Minnesota?
Last head lettuce, and
God bless
him. That's more than good enough.
That's a lettuce eating contest.
You know what? I see something like that, and I say to myself that not only having an 8-year-old or a 12-year-old or a 16-year-old, that it goes all the way through, and you never stop loving kids. If you don't love
it's
kids,
true.
You know, that's just so funny. I love that. Absolutely.
I was talking to Josh before the show that I think they're trying to manufacture some sort of relationship between Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson.
You think it's
to promote
because
the movie?
The promoting of the film?
Like it's a Tom Hanks thing, yeah.
They're saying it's a natural thing. They're saying that they never met each other until this movie, and now they're starting a relationship.
I like the combo. I like the age difference. I like the whole thing, and I think that, yeah, it might be promo. Well, they're doing promo trips for the movie.
They did a film or a video piece where they interview each other, and I say, whether or not it's manufactured, the sexual tension here is thick.
Good.
Liam, what was your first impression of me when we met? That's a tough one to ask.
I thought, God, she is so easy on the eyes.
Oh.
And I was really taken with your there-ness. You were absolutely there. It was no high. You know, I knew we had a kind of a chemistry very, very early on.
Over here.
I don't care.
It's almost creepy, though.
But it's so great. It's fine. I accept all of it. If it's fake, it's fake. If it's not fake, I like them as a couple. He's had a terrible luck run, yes. With his wife that tragically passed away. He's a guy that does deserve national treasure with the movies he's made.
Sure.
He made the iconic Taken. I love Liam Neeson. And I love his sense of humor, too.
But can he replace Tommy Lee?
You'd have to ask Liam. And I say, yes.
Well, he hasn't made that movie yet, has he?
No, I'm sorry. He's Irish. Sorry about that.
How unfortunate.
Yeah, what a shame. What a shame.
Mike, when you have your deliveries brought to your house, you want a certain modicum of friendliness from the delivery man, don't you?
Absolutely, sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just didn't know what to do and I froze.
Now and only on the CBS 13 News at 5:30, a woman speaking out after she says a delivery driver inappropriately grabbed and kissed her during a delivery.
Yeah, this is weird. It happened Saturday on Via Camino Avenue in Carmichael.
Your reporter covering Sacramento County, Tori Abadaka, is on this, a story you'll see only on CBS 13, getting answers on what's being done. What a strange, strange delivery, Tori.
Hey.
Tori Abadaka.
It really is, Tony and Marley. Sabrina Banks, though, tells me that she is sharing her story in the hopes that it will not happen to anyone else. It all played out in this.
This reporter looks like she just ate a raw lime.
Hey, come on now. That's Tori Abadaka.
Tell me about it.
I know more about her than anybody on this show. I'm a fan. I've followed her for a long time, Tori Abadaka. Ask me what her favorite pudding is.
What's her favorite pudding?
Tapioca.
Apartment complex's parking lot. And it was all captured on camera.
Are we going to see it? Nice production values.
But it is Sacramento. Look at the hungry chihuahua behind her.
Because you're scared.
Sabrina Banks in tears, thinking back to this moment where she says a driver delivering her Walmart groceries in Carmichael leaned in for a hug and a kiss.
But really, can you blame him?
Stop it. Stop it.
What?
You're horrible.
I am horrible.
Tori Abadaka likes tapioca. If I'd had time to prepare, I might do a whole Tori Abadaka segment tomorrow. Why not?
I'll Google up some pictures. I know that all of us, well, maybe not Josh, but Mike.
You know
and
what
I
her favorite restaurant is?
What's that?
Benihana. Tori Abadaka likes tapioca and Benihana.
So I know, Mike, you and I can agree that if a clergyman
She's
is
a big traveler, too.
Is she? Where does she go?
Africa. You know where she goes?
Where?
Botswana. Tori Abadaka likes tapioca and Benihana, and when she's ever traveling, she likes to go to Botswana.
You can always trust a clergyman in charge.
Absolutely.
And that's why this was so shocking to me.
Eligio Eli Regalado and Caitlin Regalado were indicted on 40 counts, including theft, securities fraud, and racketeering, according to the Denver District Attorney's Office. Prosecutors allege the couple solicited $3.4 million from investors for their cryptocurrency, INDX coin, but spent at least $1.3 million on personal expenses like home renovations, travel, and luxury goods. Prosecutors say the cryptocurrency has zero value and all investors lost their money.
Is that an AI voice?
At this point, you think you want to blame...
She's cute.
You think they want to blame these people, right? You think they're at fault for selling the crypto.
I would think so.
I'm not so sure.
Lotto's claim INDX coin is a utility coin, not a security, and was meant to provide access to faith-based communities. Eligio Regalado said the Lord brought him the idea for INDX coin in October 2021, according to the indictment.
So really the guilty guy here is God.
Let's ask our expert on the subject.
Yes, Josh, your thoughts?
What do you think of these apples?
I think it's time for the TMOS coin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I love that idea.
Well, we already sold coins. We can just say they're worth like 1,000 crypto mics.
Sorry, got to veto it. We got something else we're going to sell. You're going to find out about that at the end of the week. You got one more video for us?
I do, Mike. I've watched this probably 6 dozen times. Okay. This is Luke Bryan. I'm a fan. In concert.
No, you're not.
And his fans, his fan base loves him.
I hope he has
him.
A short skirt, too.
He does.
Very good. Oh, was that a beer cam?
It was a beer cam.
Like a full beer cam?
Yes. He kept singing, though.
That is. Oh, my.
Don't throw people. Don't throw things at people on stage. That's rude.
That's a felony, is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you could give a guy a terrible injury by doing that.
I would hate to have to see that again.
I think a better singer would have picked it up and drank it.
I would have. I know I would have had that beer.
But do you think it was empty? Because, I mean, if he got hit with a full beer can, that would knock him down off his feet.
Yeah, I assume it's got to be empty. Or
unless it's
empty.
Miller Lite, because Miller Lite can't do anything. That is your beautiful video.
Good kicker there. I like that. We got to get out of here. I got to go to baseball practice for
it. Yay!
And then I'm going to try to see if I, A, broke my little timer, or B, can fix my effing printer tonight. Lots of fun.
Have you tried turning it off and turning it back on?
Or we got to go.
It with the sun.
Yeah, I'll let it sit out in the sun, soaking in paint. For Josh Roca and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, Everett Bulber.
Have a great evening, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Stripping down butt naked, bending over, and all you could see was cellulite hanging in pubic hair.
The rent stays like a buffalo.
Why don't you love me?